This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Tonight's guest, she's so bright the Big Dipper lists her as a job reference. Republican strategist and Fox News contributor Lisa Booth. Oh, you'll love this one. He's so libertarian, he has Gary tattooed on his Johnson. Part of the Problem podcast host Dave Smith. I'm so proud of that one. He's the comedian's comedian, as opposed to being the headliner. The LoftusParty.com editor-in-chief, Michael Loftus, got a haircut. She loves wearing sandals because they also have no soul. Fox News contributor Kat Tim. Very excited. The show won't be saved after the network caved. NBC, a network that once employed O.J. Simpson, has announced they will not air the Golden Globes. Which for the longest time I thought was my favorite cereal. This after an outcry from actors in studios that the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, which puts on the event, is lacking in diversity. An LA Times report in February revealed the organization had no black members. They claimed they tried to recruit their first black female last year, but Rachel Dolezal passed. They pledged to reform and last week approved a plan to diversify its membership. Some studios, including Amazon and Netflix, say it's not aggressive enough, of course, can't be woke enough, and that they won't work with the Hollywood Foreign Press until more action is taken. Even Tom Cruise, all 4'7" of him, has taken a stand, probably on a box. He reportedly returned his three Golden Globes to the Press Association headquarters. He won the award for Born on the 4th of July, Jerry Maguire, and getting a box of detergent down from a very high shelf. Loftus, you claim to have worked in Hollywood. We have no proof of this.
That's true. But very true.
So, I mean, this is probably... I have a theory. I have three theories, actually. Which theory do I want to... Okay, Hollywood always tries to sell themselves as heroes in every plot.
Yes.
Like, in the Red Scare, they were the ones that fought the anti-anti... Or they fought the, you know, the Joe McCarthys. I'm beginning to think that they did nothing because they are literally... throwing their allies to the wolves because they don't want to get canceled. So who is the Hollywood Foreign Press? Who are they?
The Hollywood Foreign Press is a bunch of people from Europe who love to go out to lunch with famous people.
Right.
That's it. Mm-hmm. And listen,
I've never been with them.
I think what happened is that NBC looked at the Oscars ratings and is like, yeah, we should cancel. The Golden Globes. Seriously, Ricky Gervais could trim his toenails and get higher ratings than the Golden Globes.
And he should.
It's a complete joke. And oh, Tom Cruise, what a hero. Like, how long did it take him to find the Golden Globe?
Yes.
He's the face and remains the face of a cult, but he gave the Golden Globes.
That's why he did. I mean, the thing is, it's all a protection racket, right? For cheese balls to throw people that they can to the crocodile so the crocodile doesn't come after them.
It is. And Hollywood has completely lost their way. They're no longer about entertainment at all. It's like Hollywood is like some big crazy bakery where the head chef is having sex with all the waitresses and they have to audition and show their boobs and the busboys are hiding money
in the
back.
That's
what it is. And then all of a sudden somebody runs in and says, "You're not using enough saffron. Shut it down." And
yes.
It makes no sense. How about you make some entertainment?
Yes. You know, Kat, it tells me that if you're in Hollywood, you cannot trust it. I mean, anybody, because because right now, I think they're in an actual woke panic that they know that they're watching people drop like flies. James Franco is completely Me Too'd off the face of the earth. And his best friend, Seth Rogen, just sold him down the river. Not that that's part of the story, but I'm going to talk about it.
Yeah, I don't think it's a good idea to really trust anybody unless you have enough stuff on them.
Yes.
Then you can trust them.
That's true. Mutually assured
destruction.
Cancellation.
Yes. Yes. But look, it's easier, right? Like, than having to actually do anything about any of these problems in the world, any problem in the world that they face. It's so much easier to say, I'm going to give back these 3 Golden Globes.
Yeah.
It's so much easier to say, look at all these problems. As if, so like, wait, like, so you know what this thing is, the HF. Whatever.
Yes.
Okay.
Hollywood Press.
Do they? So they meet these
Sounds
people,
like a disease.
And so they've known that they're all white guys for a long time, right?
Yes.
All these celebrities have known this for a long time.
Right.
Yes.
They weren't pissed then. They're not pissed now. They're just now pretending to be pissed because it came out public that they're all, you know, a bunch of white guys.
Yeah. It was hard for Tom Cruise to return those awards because to him they're life size.
All right. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
Lisa, what do you make of this? Do you think that, like, wokeism has now killed award shows? It's killing everything. It's like COVID for the immoral.
Well, that's why we can't have nice things. I mean, like, everything that used to be fun is no longer fun. Mm-hmm. But I think it's actually kind of clever. So the ratings have completely sucked. They know it's going to be suck, or they know it's going to suck. Then they're, like, trying to be virtuous and be like, oh, we're, like, canceling it because of this whole thing. And then now they, you know, but I think Ricky Gervais had the best line in that monologue in 2020. And he was like, if ISIS started a streaming service, you'd all call your agent because it's entirely true. And that's why people aren't tuning into these things, because it's like, who wants to listen to a bunch of people that hate you, mm-hmm. that are completely full of it, that honest to God, if ISIS did start something that was successful, they would all be on board with it. I mean, it's complete BS, but I actually think it's kind of smart, because if you know you're going to fail at something, then you can just, like, bow out and be like, oh, I'm doing it because, you know, I'm a virtuous person, as opposed to just sucking and then, you know, being embarrassed.
Yeah, and then just go to a club and stay out all night.
On a Sunday. and take an Uber alone
and
going
your
home.
Your parents who are watching
parents
right
are watch
now.
Alone.
Yes. Which the Washington
Post described. Parents are watching and just disgusted by your behavior.
I'm in so much trouble.
Turn it off!
Dave!
Turn it
off!
Right.
Lisa.
I almost want to talk to you about the James Franco thing, because I think you can have two. We were talking about this in the green room. We have an extensive green room. Lots of snacks. Champagne. I was saying that you can hold two complete thoughts in your head. You can believe that Franco is a textbook Hollywood sleazoid, but also think that Seth Rogen is a rat.
Yes.
You can think both those thoughts.
For the record, I had a granola bar and a bag of chips.
Why weren't we?
I'm not going to play this game on TV, Greg.
All right,
it's not that great.
All right.
You can think that James Franco is a creep and also have some feeling of what loyalty or friendship means. Listen, if one of my best friends murdered somebody, and if you know my friends, they probably have, I would not say a word about it. And if they got caught, I would have no comment on the situation.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's just gross. But can I just say, to your point, wokeism as a distraction, I think, is the most important thing that everyone's got to
learn. That's a really good point.
Why do you think it is that it's all the most powerful
CIA.
People, the CIA, the FBI, big corporations, big tech, millionaire athletes and actors who are pushing the woke stuff? It's a big distraction, so you don't focus on the other thing that a left-winger might focus on,
right.
which is wealth and power. Mm. And how? What is more elitist and capitalist than the Golden Globes?
Yeah.
It's the same with the NBA. You are by nature not diverse. Let's have some diversity at the Golden Globes. Let's have some poor people there.
We need more white old guys in the NBA.
Yeah.
We need more
diversity. Up?
Let's just give them a league. I would watch that every
day. Oh, a bunch of old white guys playing basketball? It would be hilarious. Thanks, Silly Sabooth, Dave Smith, Michael Loftus, Kat Tipp, our studio audience. I'm Greg Gutfeld. I love you, America.
Hey, it's Clay Travis. Join me for Outkick the Show as we dive deep into a mix of topics. New episodes available Monday to Friday on your favorite podcast platform and watch directly on outkick.com/watch.